Spring means spring cleaning and time to go to our closets with our fashionista, Andy Page. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Actually, you know, some people love Christmas. Some people love Thanksgiving. I actually love April because of the spring cleaning. I don't have any OCD or anything like that, I promise.
But okay.
I absolutely love giving myself a big closet weed. Because when you weed out your closet, number one, you see things that maybe you forgot you had. You can, you know, if you keep up with the magazines and things that are in style, you realize how you might be able to reinvent things. So it's almost like a reintroduction to your breadth of your wardrobe, what you need to get out, what you need to keep. And so that's what this week's tip is all about.
What if you end up with an empty closet after that?
Well, great news. That means that you can start to build more strategically. So that will never happen again. So I'm going to make it really simple. So the first thing that you do is, you know, you find some time. And I think that, I mean, I would give yourself at least 4 hours. And to make it the most fun, put on your favorite music, you know, incorporate a friend if you want to, you know, take a shower. Whenever I go through my closet, I know this sounds a little funny, but if I put on some makeup, even just a little bit, like lipstick, and I don't feel like you have to do a full glam, but when you try things on, it gives yourself a little better perspective as to whether you like it or not. You know, you look better. So it's kind of like putting on a self-tanner when you go shop for a bathing suit.
Right.
Good tip by itself right there.
Exactly. So if you're by yourself, you know, make yourself look a little pretty and make sure you have a full-length mirror. And then we're going to make 4 piles. So in my book, Style on a Shoestring, I walk you through this. So your 4 piles are, we have a donate, we have a recreate, we have a contemplate, and a fits me great. And your donate pile are those things that you're not going to use anymore. You know you're not going to use anymore. And you can either consign those or you can get a tax deduction. So that's kind of your wardrobe capital.
Mm-hmm.
Your recreate are those things that need probably a $20 or less alteration to make them work. Maybe the straps are too long. Maybe it needs to be tucked in at the waist. Maybe it needs a hem. Something inexpensive, but if you can, you know, get it fixed for under $20, then it's probably worth the investment because it would cost more than $20 to go out, try to shop, and spend the time to find it again.
Okay, all right.
So that's your recreate pile. The next pile is the big one, contemplate.
Oh, yes.
So you haven't worn it in a year. Perhaps it has sentimental value. Perhaps you want to lose weight to get into it again. Uh-huh. Maybe it was expensive. So these are the things that you want to put at the end of your closet, and you want to turn the hanger in the opposite direction so the hooks are facing you so that you know that that was your contemplate. And if you have not worn it or needed it in a full year next year when it's time to do this again, then you know you can let it go.
Nice tip.
So you're saying you'd have 365-day window for this?
That, well, for your contemplates, yeah, because remember, we have a sentimental attachment to these things. So if you know you're never going to wear it again, then that would be your donate, right? But if you feel like, maybe I can't let it go, then yeah, give yourself a year until next year when you do this again. Or, you know, if you're someone who rotates their closet every 6 months, that's fine too. But you don't have to get rid of it, but you do want to put it at an end of your closet so that if you haven't needed it or looked for it, and you will know because the hooks are facing you. So when you look in your closet, you can see all the things. As a matter of fact, that's a tip that I've used in many closets for many people who have more than they need, is if you hang all of your hangers facing you, and then every time you use something, you turn it around so that the hook is facing the other direction, you'll know within a few months what you're using and what you're not using.
Great tip.
Yeah. I love it.
So then the last group that you have is the fits me great. And those are the things that make you feel great. It's your wardrobe workforce. They are your superheroes of your wardrobe. You love them. You love the way you look in them. You love the way that you feel in them. And those are what you want to have and have more of. So those are really important. And as you even start to put those back in your closet, you want to ask yourself, you know, the last and final question is, you know, is this what I want to say to the world? Is this who I am? Is this who I want to be? Is this what I want to project? And so that is really what you should be putting back. And of course, when it comes to accessories, you know, accessories I feel should be organized and in a way that you can access them, because your accessories are really what builds in trends and allows you to be much more current. And there are the less expensive things of your wardrobe. And so you want to be able to access those at the ready and not especially have them stuffed into drawers. So when you're putting things back in your closet, know you want to hang up as much as possible, and you want to make sure that those accessories are available so that you can start to play with your wardrobe and create a new and fabulous you for spring.
Wow. Okay. So there's donate, recreate, contemplate, and fits me great.
You got it. And that will help you every time you do a wardrobe weed to really, really understand what you have and what you need.
When you need other fashion tips, like the closet and other things, where can you find them, Andy?
Yes, of course. Well, if you really need help with your wardrobe and you want to take it to another level, you know you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. I have several chapters in there that will guide you through really, really recreating your wardrobe so that you feel your best every day. So my book, Style on a Shoestring, and of course you can head over to my Pinterest page where you can see all the things that I pin or that I talk about and we pin talk about on the radio. So thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week.